Hello and welcome to the Drew Jad Show on Drew Jad, broadcasting from Cincinnati, Ohio. My name's Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin T. Weller.
Oh boy, happy Wednesday, hump day, the middle of the week, whatever you want to call it. Justin T., how are you this morning?
I am pretty all right. You know, it's just another morning at the moment.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm excited for the day. Got a few things on the agenda, but not too much. You know, feels like something that could be accomplished, realistically.
Okay, so maybe a little bit of a day off, you would say?
No.
All right.
No, not really.
Too strong.
Yeah, a little too strong. It's definitely a work day, but it's a lighter load work day. It's one of those days where it's like, yeah, I know I can get done everything that I need to get done.
Gotcha. Well, that is good. At least you know that your goal is attainable. And those are some of the best goals to set, Justin T. It's goals that you know you can complete.
I agree. What about you, Cam? How's the morning?
Well, you know me, Cam, the wake up and immediately get here guy. So that's what I've done so far. I was asleep, and then I was awake, and then my computer turned on, and then I called you.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's on the docket for you today? Is it a work day or a meh day?
Oh, it's a work day. Gotta get a job here sometime is the plan. That's the dream.
Okay. The dream is to work?
The dream. The dream! Yeah. So that's my plan today is get a job somewhere. Just all at once. Right now.
Any excellent prospects?
Oh,
any,
no.
Any top leads? Okay.
None at all. We're still throwing darts at the board here.
Okay. Throwing the darts.
Throwing darts.
Doing the things.
Doing the things.
You're putting out the feelers, so
I
to
am.
Speak. How is Alex?
He's all right. I think he's doing pretty well. Toys R Us still sucks.
In Alex's world of, you know, the best possible is like a 5 out of 10. Where is he at on that scale right now?
I'd say he's probably at like a 3.5.
Okay. So he's pretty in the middle right now of where he could be.
Right. But still pretty bad compared to, you know, where normal humans are.
Right. Yeah, well, one thing at a time, Cam. What about you? Where are you on that 0 to 10 scale?
I'm at about a I don't know. I didn't sleep very well last night. That was one of the topics I want to talk about, and I haven't been for a while. So I'm probably at like a 5. I'm probably at like dead center. Like I maybe it was because we watched Jigsaw last night or something weird, but like there was a lot of like I would go to sleep and then have a really weird nightmare about something that scared me, and then just wake up, and it happened. I'd go right to sleep and then wake up 10 to 15 minutes later after having a really short nightmare that just woke me up out of a not very deep sleep. Does that ever happen to you? Like have immediate dreams when you sleep?
I guess I don't really know. I mean, sometimes I'm too sleepy to like actually check and see what time it is. So I suppose it could have happened and I wouldn't have even known that it happened because I would have been like, ah, dream, middle of the night. Because you know, I mean, you don't really have any sense of time, obviously.
Right.
But no, I would say not usually. I mean, I feel like most of my dreams happen, or the ones that I can remember, because since we always dream, happen in like the middle of the night. I don't know why that is. Have to ramp up, I guess, before they get important enough that my conscious mind is just like, dah, what are we doing?
These are it. These are the dreams you need to remember. We've gotten deep enough into the psyche that these are really what you feel. Whoa.
So anything that you are looking forward to in the nerd world? I'm looking forward to the Xbox One X, which is coming out soon.
Oh yeah. No, you're gonna be sitting pretty after you get that. I'm looking forward to Battlefront 2. I know that's
when is that?
That is November 17th, I think. I'm pretty sure it's the 17th. I am looking it up currently. So, Justin, we didn't talk about your weekend yesterday, and I don't know. I felt like did you do anything fun
over the weekend?
Yeah, it is November 17th confirmed.
When Battlefield 2 comes
correct.
Out.
Battlefront 2, but yes.
Or Battlefront 2. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm excited for that as well. What did I do over the weekend? Oh, man, was that Sunday? I guess that was. I think it was Sunday when we had a family get together at Brett and I's house as like a housewarming.
I was about to ask, have you started inviting people to the house yet?
Thing. Yes, we are now moved into the extent to, like, we're probably 97% moved in. So, there's a few things left in Cincinnati that we need, but they're not things that, like, you wouldn't walk into the house and be like, "Oh, that thing's missing." Like, you know what I mean? So, like, right. You can go in and definitely feel that this is a home that people are living in. The things that are missing are not things that other people would notice, but there are some of the things, like our coats, which are in Cincinnati, we are certainly noticing. So,
gotcha. Yeah, coats will be important.
It got very cold
very quickly.
Yep. Thank you, Ohio. So, yep, when my dad and I were finishing up some of the packing last week and heading this way, we were really tired, and the coat closet was what was left. And I was like, we're going to be back next week. Shouldn't get too cold before then. And then
wrong.
Guess what? Ohio was like, no. Screw you, dude. It's going to get cold. I'm like, great. Thanks. So yeah, I have my dirty farm coat here. So I've been wearing that, looking like a bum.
Oh, no. Well, at least you're warm. At least you have a coat, huh?
Yeah, Sunday was really the weekend. I mean, Saturday I was working. So Sunday and Monday were the fun days. So the housewarming thing on Sunday. And then later in the day, Brett and I went to see the first Harry Potter, which was showing at the Gloria Theater. So
Did you enjoy it? Was it as awesome sauce as you both remembered the first Harry Potter being?
Yes. I mean, I think so. I guess I don't know where I would have put the first one, like, in my memorable scale of awesomeness. I don't know. Like, I know I enjoyed it, but I don't know if it was like, "Bah, this is the greatest."
Bow.
I don't know if it made that, you know, if it made that level or not. So, not sure. But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it the second time. There's definitely, you know, when you get older and you're not a kid and just fascinated by the fact that this is a movie and things are happening, you definitely notice more things. So,
yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you noticed more things about the movie. More things wrong, more things right, more things in general.
I think just more things in general. I wouldn't say they were like big negatives or pluses. I think obviously being older, I could catch some of the nuances that were more important to like appreciating the entire thing as a story. So now Brett and I are going to watch the set. I mean, we're going to watch all of them, basically.
Ah, there it is. I was wondering if this was going to start a marathon. Are you going to force Gloria to show them all?
Well, I don't think I can force Gloria to do anything.
Okay.
But sure, if I could, yes. But no, we rented the second one and started watching it yesterday. So that was pretty much my weekend. Monday was finishing some stuff upstairs in the house, doing a little bit of work, kind of just being lazy. And yeah, that's about it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, Now we're at hump day. Now we're at the midweek. Hey, everybody. But before we continue, I just wanted to let you know that you should check out True Chat Show of the Week, which is the True Sports Show. And when you tune in, you'll be sure to hear sports content from all around the sports world, from football to hockey to basketball and so much more, from myself and all my cohorts every Sunday and Thursday by 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In addition to the True Sports Show, you'll be sure to check out all of the other great content from True Chat, from sports and politics to entertainment, business, lifestyle, and so much more. So be sure to check it out on our app or website, truechat.org. And we turn our attention back to something else. But before we do that, you can join the conversation by tweeting at truechatinc or leaving a comment on our website or app. Well, there you go. Did you have you watched the Harry Potter movies before?
I have watched the first three or four. I don't remember for sure.
Ah, all right. So I'm not spoiling anything by asking, did you get to the snake in the second one? Where he fights the big snake?
Nope, not yet. We made it. I think we made it just a little under halfway through the second one.
Oh, big yawn, Justin. I tell you what, we need to wake up. Hey, Justin.
I didn't feel particularly sleepy. Sometimes that upsets me. I'm like, why am I yawning? I don't want this.
This isn't what I asked for.
This is not what I wanted. I also have that feeling sometimes when I have to go to the bathroom at inconvenient times. Why? Why is this happening?
I feel like we should have more control over that.
I think so. I think we do, and I think we've just become predisposition to like, duh, the bathroom, if I have to go, I must go now. You know, instead of like, duh, I have muscle control, and I don't have to go right now. But, because, you know, usually when, again, random facts that I know for no reason, usually when you have to go to the bathroom, your bladder is only like half full.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And your body's just like, bah, go now, quick, before it fills up and we burst.
Do you feel that is from like not having to run away from predators anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it has something to do with that. I think it also has to do probably with the way we potty train. You know, when you're little, your parents teach you that if you have to go to the bathroom, you go to the bathroom, you know, now, but you go to a bathroom. So I think that's probably part of it too. It's not like, oh, you have to go to the bathroom, wait 10 minutes, and then you can go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that would change things. But people would probably also find that a bit weird. My parents tell me that I have to wait 10 minutes before I go to the bathroom.
That's quite strange, kid. Are you are you sure your parents are being nice to you all the rest of the time?
I don't know. How do we get onto this?
What's happening?
What is going on?
You were complaining.
What? Oh.
You were complaining about... sorry, sneezed. You were complaining.
Wow!
Wow! You were complaining about having to go to the bathroom at inopportune times.
Ah, that's what it was.
Dude, man. Probably one of my most hated things in this world is having to use the restroom while driving. Oh. Sorry, sneezed again.
Why?
I don't know.
Sounds like Alex.
And you! Nope, it's just me. I turn away from the mic.
Okay.
So it's a background sneeze.
Gotcha. It sounded a bit more feminine than Camden usually does. So
yeah, I think that was on purpose.
I was making
a
you
noise.
You were trying
at the end
to imitate
for fun,
Alex. Got it
for funsies. I was not trying to imitate Alex. No.
Sure. Yep.
Dude, Alex has a pocket knife with his name carved in it.
All right.
I'm holding it right now. He bought it at Panama City Beach, Florida. It's got a crocodile on it, and it has Alexander carved in it.
What purpose would you say Alex has for a pocket knife? Like, you know, I mean, obviously, when you were working here on the good old farm, like, that would make sense. Like, yeah, pocket knife, because I need to cut things regularly with a knife. But you live in an apartment in an urban area, and he works at Toys R Us.
I don't know. You'd be surprised. Well, he obviously didn't take it with him to work today. But
right.
You'd be surprised how much he uses this thing. I feel like he uses it to cut open like packages and stuff a lot.
Isn't that the whole thing that if you have it, you use it, and if you don't, you didn't even realize you needed it?
Correct. I mean, we have a pair of scissors, so I just use those.
I mean, like if you have a bed, you sleep in it, but if you don't, then you sleep on the floor.
And I feel like you'd notice not sleeping on a bed.
You think?
I feel like that's a thing you'd notice. Yeah.
If you'd never slept on a bed, do you think you'd notice?
Oh, well, no. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. So if you never had a pocket knife, you just wouldn't wake up one day and be like, bah, I need a pocket knife.
My God. Yeah. This pocket knife, how many attachments do you think it has?
Is it a Swiss pocket knife?
I don't think so. I don't know what makes something a Swiss pocket knife as opposed to...
Well, a Swiss pocket knife is, at least in my distinct understanding of it, the Swiss Army knife, rather, is a pocket knife or multi-tool manufactured, and the term Swiss Army knife was coined by American soldiers after World War II due to the difficulty they had in pronouncing often Schwischmesser, the German name. Basically, it is something that has a whole bunch of various attachments.
This one has 9, so one of them is a saw. It's got a little saw attachment. Isn't that weird?
So it probably would qualify.
Probably.
Swiss Army knife. I mean, Swiss Army knife is actually a brand, but usually the term is used to refer to things with a bajillion and one attachments.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call this a bajillion in one, but it definitely has 9 attachments.
Does he regularly use any of the attachments?
No, probably just the knife.
Okay, so the attachments are pretty much worthless for him.
Probably. I would say that's a definite probability. I mean, I don't even know. Like, I don't know if you've... this is probably alienating. Some of our audience has never held a pocket knife before. What a weird audience to alienate, I know. But, like, what... The thing on the end that looks like a claw, but then it's got, like, a little lip on the bottom. Do you know which attachment I'm talking about?
I think so.
Like, it's really long at the top, but it has like a flat edge at the bottom. And then at the like, then there's a break. And then at the actual bottom, there's like a little itty bitty arm kind of thing. I don't even know what it's for.
Well, I'm looking at pictures here. I think I know. So it looks like kind of like a claw, right?
Yes,
I
mean, it looks like a claw.
Yeah. So it's fat at the top. Then it has like a skinny midsection with an opening. And then it has a bottom with a little hook. Right.
Correct. That is the attachment I am speaking of.
I am not certain if that one is the... I think that's the bottle opener, I think.
That's what, like, you think that is? Well, he has 2 of those.
Well, are they the same?
Yeah, they're the exact same, just on opposite sides of the pocket knife.
Uh-uh. I don't know that. Maybe right and left-handed bottle opener? I don't know. I feel like that has some other purpose.
Probably. Do.
The pocket knife here. Figure out if what that does. I don't know. I don't feel like that's that relevant. I don't know if anyone cares what that thing does.
Sorry. I thought the mystery could have a really cool answer. And it turned out it's just the butler did it. But we're not even sure if the butler did it. So it's a really bad ending.
It's very uncertain.
Absolutely. You know what else had a really bad ending? Jigsaw.
What?
That movie is terrible.
Yeah?
Lowest grade I've ever given a movie on the weekly screen this week.
Wow.
A one out of 10 for me.
Ooh, so not a potential 10 out of 10 week.
No, that movie sucked.
Okay. Does it even deserve a 1, or is it like, is it a 1 because, like, hey, this is on the big screen, so it kind of has to have a 1 because somebody thought it was good enough to play in this theater and charge money for?
No, it deserved a 1. It had scenes that I liked. It had cool callbacks to the rest of the Saw movies, which we just watched all in one week. So that was fun. But
the rest of it was just like,
whoa. Oh, the rest of it was just garbage compared to the rest of the Saw franchise.
So, I assume you've heard all about the terror attack in New York.
Yeah, I've heard sparse details. I kind of went radio silent after about 5 on news yesterday, and I know that the press conference from the mayor and the NYPD was going to happen at 5:15. So we probably learned more then.
Yep, we did. But I'll wait to tell you that because I feel like it might warrant a little bit of discussion.
Gotcha. All right. Well, before we do that, I just want to let you know that the most important thing for True Chat is our mission. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics at truechat.org. Again, that's ethics at TRUECHAT. And now let's turn our attention back to another political topic that we're discussing that probably doesn't warrant a whole state of us.
Do you think, I'm not asking it as a rhetorical question. Would you consider this really a political matter or more of just a...
I don't know. Isn't everything a political matter at this point?
I mean, I suppose everything can be, but... I guess in the broader spectrum of...
I guess if we don't know why he did it, then no.
Oh, so if we know,
if he did it for something that could be politically motivated, then I'd say it's a political issue.
So political as an adjective is relating to the government or the public affairs of a country.
I'd say a terrorist attack is directly related to the public affairs of a country. So yes, it's a political move.
Yep. Yeah. So, but anyway, I think it's curious because obviously these things merit the attention of it. It seems like everyone, even people who don't engage in politics, especially like radio show hosts, you know, all those local show hosts who are usually like funny and giddy and all kinds of stuff are like, oh my gosh, terror rampage. Isn't it awful? And not that they shouldn't do that. I'm just saying it's like, that's the time they get involved usually. So this is from the Wall Street Journal. 8 people were killed and at least a dozen injured on Tuesday when a truck mowed down pedestrians and cyclists on a lower Manhattan bike path in what officials said was, quote, a cowardly act of terror. The driver shouted, quote, God is great in Arabic when he got out of his truck and was confronted by police, a law enforcement official said. He was identified as officials. And I'm not going to say his name because at True Chat, we don't recognize people who do awful things like this. And he was from Tampa, Florida. He came to the U.S. in 2010 is originally from Uzbekistan, I believe it is.
Hmm.
He is in custody at a local hospital and after he was shot in the abdomen by an officer. The terror unfolded shortly after 3 p.m., on a picturesque stretch of bike path along the Hudson River. After it went down the bike path, the vehicle then hit a school bus, injuring 2 children and 2 adults. The suspect exited the truck and brandished a paintball gun and pellet gun, police said. An officer shot him. So,
garbage person. Garbage person.
Yep, pretty much.
I'd hang him in the street. But that's
well,
just me.
All right.
I don't think people like that deserve to breathe our air.
So Camden, in this case, is admitting that he is 100% for capital punishment.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, they saw him do it. And he killed people. And if you're going to brandish a pellet gun and a paintball gun, you're not even in this... You can't even plea, you know, you could plea insanity, I guess, but you can't even plea like, no, I was just in this, you know, I don't even know, to not bring fear to people. Because you don't bring fake guns unless you're trying to make people freak out around you. Unless you're trying to incite public panic.
Right.
So, I don't think this guy should breathe our air.
Okay.
What a turn.
I guess I can't say that I agree with Camden. I mean, obviously, I agree that this man is a terrible person. And I just feel like anybody who's driven to do these things has to have something. Something has gone wrong with them. What that is can be hard to tell. But last time I checked, none of the modern major religions advocate as a collective unit for the senseless slaughter of people on a bike path.
Oh, yeah. I mean, none of them do.
Right. So, I mean, you know, from that standpoint, I don't think that a lot of times what people point to is, oh, well, you know, this guy was a radical person of X religion or what have you. And it's like, well, yeah, that might be true. But I don't think that's why he did this thing. I think he did this thing because he's messed up, and then he became radicalized, and then it was like, yeah, I'm going to do awful things, kill people.
What source were you reading that article from?
The Wall Street Journal, today.
Why not put Allahu Akbar in the Wall Street Journal?
What do you mean?
They said God is great in Arabic, which, I mean, I would feel like common knowledge is that that's Allahu Akbar. I was just curious as to why they wouldn't put it in there.
I would assume it was probably just, I mean, there were three different authors of this article. So I assume it was just an editorial thing where they decided that rather than putting that in and then saying that means God is great, they just saved the space and said, in quotes, God is great in Arabic. I don't know. I can't tell you what their motivations were, Cam. Maybe it was devious, but
maybe
my assumption is that it was probably not devious.
Trump talked about it yet?
Put that in. I can tell you. Donald J. Trumpus.
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 What a big old Trumpus.
You know, when you search Donald J. Trump, the first thing that comes up is Twitter.
Oh, is his Twitter? Absolutely. It's the thing that gets the most traffic.
So let's see. Oh, he's got various different tweets. I mean, naturally. Okay. So starting, I'm trying to figure out where it starts, just to be clear. So I'm not doing nothing. So it starts, it looks like 16 hours ago. Donald J. Trump says, in NYC, looks like another attack by a very sick and deranged person. Law enforcement is following this closely. And then in all caps, not in the USA, exclamation point. Then he says in his next tweet, which was 15 hours ago, we must not allow ISIS to return or enter our country after defeating them in the Middle East and elsewhere.
Ooh, I feel like that's a huge jump.
Yep, enough, exclamation point. And then around the same time, my thoughts, condolences, and prayers to the victims and families of the New York City terrorist attacks. God and your country are with you, exclamation. Then again, at the 12-hour mark, 12 hours ago, the Republican House members are working hard and late toward the massive tax cuts that they know you deserve. These will be the biggest ever.
And there you go.
And then at the same time, I have just ordered Homeland Security to step up our already extremely vetting program. Being politically correct is fine, but not for this. The terrorists came into our country through what is called, quote, diversity visa lottery program, a Chuck Schumer beauty, period. I want merit-based. And
yeah, he blames Chuck Schumer this morning, too, in a couple tweets.
Yep, it's definitely Chuck Schumer's fault that this man was deranged, clearly. We are fighting hard for merit-based immigration. No more Democrat lottery systems. We must get much tougher. Much was in all caps. And then in parentheses, and smarter. And he tweeted at Fox and Friends. And then again, 2 hours ago, and we're almost caught up here, Senator Chuck Schumer helping to import Europe's problems. That is a quote by Colonel Tony Schaefer. And then Trump says, we will stop this craziness, and then tweets at Fox and Friends. And then most recently, he shared what appears to be I don't know what network this is, but he's sharing a press conference video and hashtag NYC strong, hashtag USA flag emoji.
So probably a local New York City media center.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. So anyway, yep, there you go. That is what he said so far.
I was about to say, why should I have expected any less? I would have thought maybe an official statement, but oh no, we've been tweeting about this all night.
That's right, since 16 hours ago. So not in the USA, and we've apparently defeated ISIS in the Middle East and elsewhere. Didn't know that had happened, but whatever. And then thoughts and condolences. And then I don't know why, but for some reason in the midst of all this, he thought it was important to note that Republican House members were working late at night on massive tax cuts. And then Homeland Security, and then it's Chuck Schumer's fault. And then it's the Democrats' fault, and then it's Chuck Schumer's fault again, and then hashtag NYC, NYC strong, hashtag USA, flag emoji.
Does Trump have 280 characters on Twitter yet?
No, it does not appear that way. So,
well, that's BS.
Trying to see if I can see any of the, yeah, looks like he's still doing the continuation tweeting he does, dot, 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 and then sends out another tweet, you know?
Well, Twitter, I feel like you are robbing our president.
Yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't come at Twitter yet and demanded the, or maybe he has, and they said no, so he didn't mention it.
Fair enough. Yeah, imagine all the people he comes at behind closed doors.
What? I didn't know he had an Instagram.
He does?
He does.
Neat. Is there a picture of the kids that trick-or-treated with him?
It's kind of upsetting, actually. Most of his Instagram is screenshots of his Twitter.
Love it. Love it.
He's one of those people.
Oh, man.
He only has 7.8 million followers on.
Well, yeah, because why not just follow his Twitter?
Yep. If you're just going to take pictures. He has some other pictures here, to be fair, and some video stuff. Oh, what is this?
I don't know. I can't see.
I know.
No, neither can the audience.
So he put in this picture and he overlaid this quote. So it's a picture of him in front of an American flag. And it reads in red, consumer confidence hits highest level since December of 2000. And then below that it says the index, quote, increased to its highest level in almost 17 years, end quote, who was Lynn Franco, the director of economic indicators at the conference board, said in a statement.
Ooh, the boys.
Rose to 125.9 in October, according to the conference board.
Well, hey, shout out to the conference board.
Huh?
Shout out to the conference board.
That's right. For those people that don't know, the conference board is the parent company of the Committee for Economic Development. So
that is
why we're giving them the shout out here. The loud shout out. Whatever. That did not go the way I thought it would. But yeah.
Well, there you go. Trump is already leveraging the attack, so that's a good idea. It's a move. I'll tell you what, we had a couple of these right in a row here. With Vegas. When was Vegas? A month ago? Not even?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Dude, our news cycle, man, just flies, just moves, and it's crazy the things we leave in the dust. Spain was about to erupt for a month, and nobody talked about it.
Yeah, that one was pretty nuts. I was reading a bit about that. And
Spain?
Yes, Spain.
Yeah, it seems like the Catalonians are backing off, and the leaders of the secession movement are now seeking not political asylum, but please God, don't kill me asylum in other countries. So it seems like Spain quelled the rebellion.
It was October 2nd, Cam, so almost exactly a month ago.
Almost exactly a month ago. Well, there you go. And the Spain thing's still happening. Like, that political asylum news just came out yesterday.
Yes.
And it's just got buried by so many things. Vegas.
Yeah, I'm looking at the front page. That is the one thing I will say about this. And then I know I have to go. It is most upsetting to me when news organizations spend, which they already have, an entire day and then another day, which is what they're already doing today, on this. I understand that it's awful, but part of the way that you don't let them win is by not spending more time on it.
Anybody got his face on the front page?
They do not on the Wall Street Journal.
Well, that is at least good. I think that's one of the worst things you can do.
Here is the front page picture of the guy who did it.
Which is exactly what they want.
Yeah. Hats off to, and I know they could technically be considered our competition, but I listen to them frequently, and I'm not ashamed to say it, the POTUS channel on Sirius XM, Michael Smirkanish this morning also. And I was surprised. Not, I guess it shouldn't surprise me based off of the kind of show he does, but he would not say the name of the victim because he was also reading from the Wall
Street
Journal.
You mean the perpetrator?
The perpetrator. Sorry, not the victim. He would not say the name of the perpetrator either. And he specifically said that. He said, I'm going to try to read this article and make sure that I don't say the person's name because he doesn't deserve recognition.
So. I agree with that wholeheartedly. So a lot of my people that I watch do that. A lot of the news, I guess alt news sources that I use that aren't, you know, newspapers or all you old people. Justin is who I'm yelling at here, not actual old people. You guys do whatever you want, but
yeah. So the old people can do whatever they want, but I can't.
Correct. Apparently. I will make fun of you for your constant use of newspapers.
Yeah. So obviously thoughts and prayers to everyone affected by that. And super cool, by the way, I think that nearly 2 million New Yorkers participated in Halloween festivities last night despite the attacks. Like after the authorities cleared everything, they're like, yeah, we're doing this.
That's also what they want, by the way, is for us to freak out and, you know, change the way we go about normal life. I'm not saying that, you know, oh, well, we shouldn't change gun laws off of a tragedy, because I think, you know, that's some of the best time to bring that up. But I think, you know, having things happen and then, like, shutting down the streets of a city for a couple days or anything like that, unless the active shooter is still around, I think that's not the smart way to go, because that's what they want. They want to create as much change or as much chaos as possible, and you just continue to build that. I'll be interested to see, since for once we've had a person who has committed a heinous act, we still got him alive. So
yeah.
I'll be interested to see what we get, if anything, from him now that he's still alive.
Yeah, that'll be the...
Or her. I'm sorry. I actually do not know the gender of the perpetrator.
Yeah, better not to know, right? But yes, the person who committed this atrocity in particular, it'll be interesting to see how that is handled. So.
Yeah, I can't accidentally say the perpetrator's name because I don't know it.
That's right. See, and that's better anyway, right? Because this kind of thing doesn't deserve a face. So I thought it was good that everybody participated in the festivities. If you people out there disagree with me, I mean, I'm certainly open to hearing that. But I think that's great that it was like the biggest turnout in 44 years or something. So
I love that. I love that a lot.
Yeah. You go, New Yorkers.
You go, Glen Coco. More for you, Glen Coco. All right. We'll go ahead and get out of here. Thanks for tuning in to A True Chat Show. We got a little more serious there at the end, but I don't hate that. I like starting out a little fun talking about weekends and then getting into a topic. It's a fun time for me, and I know Justin enjoys it as well. So
I do.
And that's all that matters. All right. Well, if you don't remember, I'm just going to let you know that you can join the conversation by tweeting at TrueChatINC or leaving a comment on our website or app. Justin, did you know that you could do that?
I did know. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So for the True Chat Show on True Chat in Cincinnati, Ohio, my name is Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin T. Welling.
We will see you next time on the True Chat Show. Be the change.